Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh and I'm a leadership, career and life coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves. This is what I call life leadership. So what is today's topic? Okay, so what I thought I would talk about today is a little bit around my journey. So 5 years on, 5 years on, the highs, the lows, and the learnings. What am I talking about? Well, last Friday marks 5 years since I embarked on my current journey of pursuing my passion for coaching career professionals on a full-time basis. And having taken a very, very difficult decision to walk away from a successful 25-year corporate career, which was across both finance, I qualified as an accountant early on in my career. I worked in various finance roles. I then moved into what was formerly electronic data systems and joined their corporate finance team, which sat within the treasury function. I also, prior to that, did a couple of years in recruitment, financial recruitment. And then during my time at EDS in corporate finance, I spent about 6 or 7 years there. And when Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, as it is now, acquired EDS, I then moved into a sales executive role, which I spent approximately 10 years in, delivering a little shy of $1 billion of business for the company before making that decision. So reflecting on that, for me, there's a lot of personal achievement of success in there based on my view of success for me. But here's the thing, I didn't choose to embark on the journey that I'm on today because I was let go, I was made redundant, or I hated my job or my career or the company. It was none of that. It was more about the fact that I loved what I did. I loved all of my roles, but particularly the EDS and HP experiences that I had, the opportunities that were afforded to me. And I look back and I've always said I had a career that I really thoroughly enjoyed. So it was a choice to move on and to take that leap, and a leap of faith it was. So why did I do that? Well, before I go into explaining that, when I say, you know, my career, I look back and I think, yeah, it was, for me, there was a lot of opportunities, there was things that I'd never dreamt were possible that I got to experience, I got to do, in terms of the people I worked with, the opportunities to travel, to learn, to grow, to be challenged in the roles that I had. You know, I moved from accountancy across recruitment, corporate finance, and sales in tech. And, you know, with all of those, there was always a steep learning curve. And I never, ever looked at each of those choices and those decisions and said, oh, well, you know, I can only do 10, 15, 20% of the role, so I'm not going to bother. I put myself forward, I interviewed, I prepared as best I could to show that, you know, I have the abilities. And I was fortunate that people believed in me enough to take that risk on me in each of those roles, which meant that I had steep learning curves, but I had support around me and people who were happy to enable me to learn and to grow and to develop in of those roles. but also taking that risk on myself. Taking that risk on myself, which meant that 25 years later, I could look back and say to myself, I never believed this was possible. I never believed that where I ended up in a sales exec role was where I could have even gone when I started on my career path so many years earlier. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I want to invite you to open your eyes to what is possible for you. Life is about taking risks. It is about grabbing opportunities. It's when things come from left field unexpectedly, slowing down and really asking yourself, is this something I'm prepared to go for? Is this a risk I'm prepared to take? What is the opportunity cost? What is the risk of not doing this? What would I never learn or discover about myself? And really coming from a place of looking to discover what is possible. This is something I talk about a lot, is exploring possibilities. And when I say that as distinct from opportunities, opportunities are often things that are presented to us. Possibilities is being curious to look at what is really possible. What am I truly capable of? And it's not to say that any of those roles that I've had or the careers that I've had have been wrong or bad decisions. It's a case of I wanted more. I wanted to explore something new. And the biggest thing that came from that for me was actually the incredible network of lifelong friends, of relationships that I created on the back of that, that I am truly, truly grateful for. And not only that, the opportunities that I was presented with, the possibilities that I explored, the risks I took, the learnings, the development, the personal and the professional growth. And as I said, the reason I'm sharing this with you is if you're feeling stuck right now or you're frustrated or not knowing what to do next, really start to step outside the comfort zone that you're in. Look outside of that box to the bigger opportunities, the possibilities that are out there for you. And ask yourself, what am I truly capable of? Because we only get to really understand that when we take those leaps, when we take the risks. And one of the reasons I'm going to go on to in a second as to why I do what I do now is because I recognize that so many people play a small game. And here's the thing with that. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not making it a bad thing. However, if you are somebody who is driven, who is ambitious, who is wanting more, who's wanting to really experience what you're capable of, your true potential, then slow down to that and look at, okay, what am I prepared to do? What risks am I prepared to take? Knowing that they'll more than likely work out for you. Because if you think about it, what most people tend to do is they look at what could possibly go wrong. They start to focus on everything that could go wrong. And the question I love to ask people are, well, what happens if it works? What happens if it goes well? What is really possible? Because we often fail to consider that, to really explore that. And so for me, 5 years on, full-time in coaching and running my practice, what was the real reason I chose to leave? Simply because I wanted more. My career journey alone that I've shared with you now presented me with opportunities, but it also presented me with risks and risks that I took, risks that I grabbed hold of. And I made them work for me. And showing me my true capabilities, I genuinely believe that not only myself, but you can achieve anything you put your mind to if you want it enough. And these realizations and experiences push me to want more and to be more. And historically, since my early 20s, I've always had a deep interest in personal growth. I used to read a lot of books around the topics, the subjects around growth and development. And in 2014, late 2013, early 2014 is when I started to explore neuro-linguistic programming. Didn't really know what it was. I was curious. So I went off, put myself on a course, which was the practitioner course. And that, again, really opened my eyes to what is possible, not only for myself, but for people around me, particularly when we really understand our minds and how they can so easily limit us and stop us from living our best life and actually following through on our passions. And I remember coming away from that training, it was a 7-day intense training, coming back and just wanting so much to share with other people what is possible for each and every one of you if you are somebody who wants to play a bigger game. And that is what had me kind of embark on this journey. So I spent almost 5 years in parallel to my responsibilities as a sales exec at HPE, upskilling, whether it's my coaching, understanding about running a business, all the different elements, components of that, and also coaching. I had people who really believed in me, who trusted in me to work with me. Some of that was pro bono work and some of that was paid work. And that enabled me to build up my skill set, to learn even more. And what I'm really proud today is to say is I am proud of my clients, the clients that have chosen to trust in me and to work with me, many of whom are former colleagues in some shape or form, whether they're from my earlier accounting days or from my time in the tech industry at EDS and HPE. A lot of my clients are people who've known me historically, and they range from people at mid-career level through to board level, and they're people who have trusted me to serve them over the last few years. With the realization, and this is the important part, with the realization that the investment in their coaching and themselves has been an absolute game changer. And they've all had experiences of elevating their career, their long-term vision and their life. So what has been the impact? What is the impact of coaching for those individuals, those people who've chosen to invest in themselves? Is the impact it's had on their life. A big part of the reason people will entrust me to support them is because they're looking to get promoted or to move company and start something new. And so I will say with certainty that each and every one of my clients that I have worked with over the years has accomplished that and have openly shared with me that they will attribute some, I'm not going to take credit for everything, but they will attribute their success in some way through the work that we did together at some point in time. And that for me is really humbling. But it also shows me how powerful coaching is when you do the work, when you commit to following through. And it's incredible to see the results that people have experienced over the years. A little while back, I had reached out to clients I'd worked with previously to ask them if they were open to sharing with me the impact it's had for them, particularly around compensation. And we looked at percentages because I didn't expect people to be sharing specifics on that. But what I came to realize that the average increase in compensation across the board was 47%. 47% increase in compensation was the average across my client base. And that just blew me away. It really, really did. But not only that, it's not all about the money. The return on investment is so much bigger because all of my clients have increased the recognition, not only financially, but in terms of visibility, the promotions and so forth. Having greater visibility, perhaps with the leadership team, the execs, depending on what their goals were, what they were striving for. They've increased their executive presence. They've secured their ideal roles and not just been working for the sake of working, but they've actually gotten really clear on what they want and managed to create the opportunities to secure the role that is their ideal role. But and also one of the big things is the strategies that we work through for actually taking control of their careers. So rather than what I call reactively submitting CVs, registering with agencies and so forth, and then waiting to see what happens. It's like, how can I take control of my situation and create what it is I want? And that is one of the biggest strategies we've worked through with them to enable them to get to where they want to be. The wider impact, of course, is their improvement around their finances, their own confidence and belief in themselves. But not only that, it's been aspects around their health, their relationships, their life balance, creating that balance across life. And many people have that belief that, oh, I don't know if I want to move up the ladder because it means I have to work even more and have, you know, less time with my family or doing what I want to do. And actually, I've had clients when they have been promoted, when they've taken on more responsibility, they've had a better life balance. They've had more time for themselves. So slowing down and recognizing that sometimes what we deem to be true is actually only a belief and not a fact. So it's something to be mindful of there, and the wider impact that investing in yourself and coaching can create for you and help you to create that vision for yourself. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the last 5 years have been a walk in the park for me. It's in fact far from that. It's had its lows, it's had its highs, of course, it's had challenges. There's been a lot of tears, there's been frustration, and even the occasional regret. I'm not going to lie, there have been times when I've stopped, I've questioned myself, and I've thought, should I have walked away from that career? Maybe I should go back, maybe I should pick up the phone to somebody. You know why? One of the biggest things is knowing that you've got a regular salary coming in, and working for yourself is very different, and that raises other challenges. So not only is it about salary, but it's taking on so much more responsibility, because you're now making decisions about everything in your business. It's not just about that role that you are responsible for at work, but actually now it's everything else that goes with that. And there are so many decisions that need to be made. So it's a constant ongoing process of having to look at the choices available, be strategic about it, step back and look at the big picture, but also understand the micro level detail of what you're doing within your own business. The skills that I've had to learn and develop in, you know, sales in an organization for somebody else is very different to selling within your own business. So I've had to recognize that, embrace it, and build up my own sales skills. But not only that, marketing, learning and understanding about marketing, effective marketing, writing copy, my finances, which of course I can draw on my accountancy background for that, networking, relationships, cultivating those relationships, something that's always been one of my strengths, but becomes even more important when you're running your own business. And of course, there's all the modalities that I have trained in, whether that's my coaching accreditations, master practitioner training that I did in neuro-linguistic programming and hypnotherapy. There's the Professional Speakers Academy that I was part of for, I think, almost 8 years, where I developed as a professional speaker, but also mentored hundreds of people through their journey as well, and their speaking. You know, understanding and learning how to create your own podcast, managing social media platforms. There's so many things that were challenging, that were new to me, that were learnings. It took a lot for me to even step out and just start to use Facebook, never mind LinkedIn, never mind Instagram, never mind doing a live. And all of these are challenges and struggles that I've had to overcome to be able to do what I do today. So it's not only about the coaching, it's about everything else around that. But again, that all of these challenges, the risks that I've taken, the opportunities that I've grabbed, this is what creates our character. It's character building, builds up our strength, our resilience, our abilities, our skill set, our experience. And again, the reason I'm sharing this journey with you is because I want to be open with you about the reality, but also to show you what is possible for you. And I'm not here advocating, oh, you should go quit your job and go start your own business. What I'm advocating for you is to really slow down and get clear on what it is you want, what your vision is for you in your life, both your career and the bigger picture. And starting to recognize that actually you can dream big, you can play a bigger game and step up, because there will always be people around you who can support you. There are communities out there that will always, you can draw upon experiences and create those relationships and friendships, which are really important when you're going through your journey, because you do not want to do it alone. And I've been fortunate that I can draw upon the incredible relationships I've had, both in my career, my corporate side, but also from the entrepreneurial space as well. So that's just a little bit of an insight into the journey. And you know, there have been days over the last 5 years where I just wanted to jack it all in, and I thought, you know what, maybe I should just return to employment, because this is hard work. And sometimes I've been left questioning myself, particularly when I get negative feedback. And yes, I do. They're always the great wins, but there will always be the critique, the feedback, the people who don't like you. And I'm just going to use a quote I heard from a colleague that I did some work with a while back. And she said, "I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but if I was everyone's cup of tea, I'd be a mug." I love that. Because not everyone is going to like you, not everyone is going to support you, not everyone's going to buy into your vision and your passion and what it is you're working towards. So as long as you're able to recognize that, take a step back and realize that you're not doing it for those people. You're doing it for yourself first and foremost, but you're also doing it to support and help people around you. Whether it's supporting your family, whether it's, you know, for your passion, for the people that you're working with and the ethos of the organization, whatever it that might be for you. Focus on staying in your lane, being on your journey and focusing on your vision and your passion for what you're doing. Because here's the thing, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but everybody has an opinion. Everyone's got a point of view. People will make assumptions. They will judge, particularly if you're putting yourself out there, whether it's on social media or taking a risk and going to do something completely different. But ultimately, you want to step back, ask yourself the question, what do you really want? What is your vision for your life? Where do you want to be headed? So these are questions I'm sharing with you through the process that I have been through and the journey that I have been on, not only in the last 5 years, but over the last 30 years. And inviting you to, particularly at this time of year, when we start to reflect and look at where we are and think about that vision or the dreams, where you want to be, play a bigger game. Consider the risks that you are prepared to take, the opportunities that you can grab. Have that belief in yourself that you know anything is possible. Yes, it takes hard work. Yes, it takes courage. It takes commitment, it takes determination, but it is possible if you want something enough. And for me, when I've had those days of wanting to jack it all in or questioning myself, I then slow down and look at the growth, the incredible new insights, the massive shifts and the accomplishments of my clients, the people that I've been so blessed to work with. And this brings me back to my why and to my purpose and why I do what I do. So slow down to that for you and ask yourself why you do what you do. So what have my learnings been over the last several years? Well, understanding your vision, first and foremost, what is it that drives you? What is it you want? And that might not be perfectly clear right now, but even if you have some idea of what that looks like, that will take you 10 steps further than the next person who has absolutely no clue and is simply just drifting day by day. Understanding your why, harnessing your commitment to what you want to create, to what you want to achieve, having the courage to step up, to raise your head above the parapet, to ask for help, consistently doing what you need to do. So having the discipline to consistently take the actions, being tenacious, in other words, continually going after what you want, having that resilience to keep going and not give up easily at the first hurdle. And interestingly, that reminds me of something I was, somebody once said to me, which was when I joined, I think it was EDS, and a colleague of mine described me at the time. They said, "God, you're like a Rottweiler." And I, of course, I got really offended. And then they explained themselves and they said, "Well, what I meant by that is like you just like you're like your dog with a bone. You do not give up. When there's a challenge or an issue, you will not just give up and walk away. You will keep pushing and pushing, pushing to get it resolved." And I was like, okay, I'll take that. Resilience. You keep at it. And that's whether you're working in your career, whether you're in your own business. If you're striving for something, you will need to harness your resilience. And that sometimes will require digging deep. Other learning I've had is you've got to take risks to realize what is possible, because we never know where life is going to take us. We can never have complete and utter certainty over the outcome of any situation. So there's always going to be risk in everything we do. Opportunities, grabbing them, creating them through conversation, through making people aware of who you are and what you're about. Because it's not only about who you know, it's about who knows you and what they know about you. So even in your career, you want to be mindful of that. Who knows you? What is your reputation? What's your personal brand? Many of you will have heard me talk about personal branding. So what is your reputation in the workplace or within your industry? Other learnings, relationships. Relationships are everything. Professional relationships, friendships, colleagues, your network, place value on them. Invest time and energy into them. For me, a big learning was my values, getting really clear on my values, whether they're personal or professional, because they overlap. And being clear on your values will help that decision making that I mentioned to become far easier. For me, some of my highest values are personal leadership, so walking the talk, practicing what I preach, being able to influence my own life and create the life I want, that's personal leadership. Once I'm doing that, I can enable and facilitate and coach other people to do the same. Growth, personal and professional growth is huge for me, always has been. So always learning, always growing, always challenging myself. And excellence, so excellence in everything that I do. So doing things at the highest possible quality and level, whether it's for myself or for others. That does not mean, however, waiting for perfection. It means being good enough to take action, to put yourself out there, to do what it is you need to do. In my case, I'm referring there to my TEDx talk or my podcast, where I could have waited and waited and waited for perfection before grabbing those opportunities, but I didn't. I just went and I did it. And yes, it was hard, but I have no regrets. And I just want to circle back as well, because I know one of the biggest things that stops people from stepping up, from taking action, from really pursuing what they want in terms of promotions, of you know, pushing themselves forward, is worrying about what other people have to say. And as I said earlier, people will always have an opinion, they'll have a point of view. But here's the thing, this distinction is really important, is never take things personally. Because often the put me downs, the criticisms come from a place of other people feeling insecure, not happy with themselves, and often therefore not wanting to see the people around them succeed, or simply just having that point of view based on whatever they're basing on. And most of the time it's never about you as an individual. So don't take things personally. I'll give you a really quick example of this, which really makes me smile and shows that nobody is ever perfect. And this is a few years ago, I was invited to do a talk at an organization. And I invited the people in the room. There was about 50 people in the room, and I invited them to book a call with me, or to register for my webinar so they could learn more about the topic. And I'd say I think 43% of people in the room did so. So they either registered to book a call with me or to attend my webinar. I was like, great, this is amazing. They really got value. They wanted to hear and learn more. And then the company had said they'd elicited feedback from everybody and would I like to see. And I said, of course, because I'm always looking to improve on my skills and on what I do. So I received the feedback and there was three pieces of feedback in there that were really critical of me. So what did I do? I went into overwhelm. I went into incredible self-talk. The chimp on my shoulder started telling me I'm not good enough. I shouldn't be doing this. Nobody wants to listen to what I have to say. No one's going to benefit from me. And I should just go back to my job. And I went into this spin for a couple of days, just thinking about these three people who had written some really critical feedback to me, wanting to literally just jack it all in and think, you know what, maybe I should just go back and get a job. And it was only when, after 2 days of feeling like crap, that I shared with my partner, because he was like, what is wrong? What has happened? And then I told him myself about this feedback I had. And he said, but isn't that the same event that you went to where you had like 43 people who gave you their details and wanted to book a call with you or attend your webinar? So I was like, well, yeah. He goes, so why are you focusing on that, the three people? Why are you not focusing on these other people? And this is what I mean. It's so easy to take things personally and then to start going into that self-criticism mode and pull ourselves down. And that's where we start to limit ourselves. So it's remembering to never take things personally. As I said earlier, we're never going to be everybody's cup of tea, whether that's at an interview within the team that you work in or the people that you meet in the world. Not everyone's going to be I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And if you were, if I was, we'd be a mug. Remember that. And so moving on from that, get clear on your vision, get clear on what it is you want to do, what it is you want to create. And with that said, and as a celebration and acknowledgement of my last 5 years, and as this year is coming to a close, I have something really exciting for you. And you may have seen it if you saw my post a couple of days ago, but I'm opening up 5 spaces in my calendar before the Christmas break. So for those of you who are curious to experience a coaching conversation with me, or maybe considering working with me, reach out to me, because what I will do is this. We will create 2-hour session to deep dive into a part of your life or your work where you would love to experience change and transformation. And I will coach you as if you are a paying client, so that your return on investment of your time, your return on that investment will be those of my clients. It will reflect the same as if you are a client of mine. And there is no financial cost. It is simply an investment of your time and your commitment to showing up. There is no obligation to work with me after. It is purely an opportunity to experience coaching. And so if it's something you are interested in, then please do DM me. I've had a few people message me already. But as I said, there are 5 spaces. And if it's something you're interested in, message me in the first instance and we will have a conversation to determine if this is right for you. So if you're looking to smash it out the park in 2024 and discover what you are truly capable of, then connect with me, message me, and let's make this happen. So until next time, as always, remember to elevate your performance, to maximize your potential and to create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership. creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.